Trey Tucker led the Raiders in targets and receiving yards last season. Every position counted. And the market's offer sheet reads receiver 63, pick 170. His own front office spent March buying a different receiver $23 million in guarantees. Somewhere between the tape and the checkbook, somebody's wrong about Trey Tucker, and the pattern library has a dog in this fight. This season, all 17 games, 57 catches on 92 targets for 696 yards and 5 touchdowns, career highs in catches, yards, and scores. 7.8 half PPR points a game, 47th among receivers per game, 37th in total. The 92 targets and 696 led the team outright. Brock Bowers, hobbled all year by the week one knee, led it in catches. Tucker drew 18.6% of the targets in his games, real number one usage on a 3-14 offense that gave him nothing easy, and chipped in 51 rushing yards on 11 carries, the gadget layer that never fully left his game. The career is a straight line with no kinks, 4.8, 6.2, 7.8 points a game across three seasons, a third round pick adding a layer every year from gadget speed to route runner to last season the guy the defense actually schemed against. Now the pattern read, and the precision matters. He's inside the top 48 cohort by rate 47th, but his touchdown share 0.19 sits under the fade line in the cohort under the threshold. The fade does not fire. What does apply is the stickiest receipt we have. Targets per game replicate at 0.79 across 954 receiver seasons, and he owns last year's team leading volume. Volume is identity. The identity finished 37th in total points. The price says 63rd. That's a two-tier argument the market has to win with projections. Ours says the burden of proof runs the other way.
Muffed!
The situation is new. Everything. Again. Clint Kubiak arrived in February off Seattle's Super Bowl staff, Tucker's third play caller in 4 years, with Andrew Janocco coordinating, and Kirk Cousins signed to run it. Kubiak's June praise was specific. A quiet leader who's been a playmaker. Now let's see what else, per SI's Raiders coverage. The competition thickened in March. Jalen Naylor signed for 3 years and $23 million guaranteed per PFT, and a healthy Bowers, plus Ashton Jaynes' checkdown gravity, reclaims target share from everyone. Jack Beck and Dante Thornton enter year two. Jacoby Myers left in a deadline trade last November. Tucker himself enters the final year of his rookie contract, no extension as of July, per SpotRack, saying on the record that the number next to a receiver's name doesn't matter. His targets say otherwise.
The price, WR63 at pick 170 for last season's total WR37 and its team-leading target share. Even granting a crowd, the sticky stat starts from the lead. Our verdict, lean, underpriced. History leans because volume replicates and his was first in the building, and it stopped short of a call because the building changed. A new quarterback, a paid free agent, a healthy alpha tight end, and a rookie heavy offense are four separate claims on the denominator. The caveat, spoken. If Bowers takes back the tree and Naylor's contract buys the perimeter, WR63 for the third target is exactly fair, and this lean quietly folds.
Watch the first team alignment in August, who's outside, who moves, and his target count through September against that 18-6 baseline. Contract year receivers with sticky volume and no fade flags are the board's quietest good bets. This one costs a 15th round pick. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.